Welcome to Quickies.
Bebo's new bump, Shakira's tax fraud, the consequences of the Pulwama attack, Bhabhi Ji refusing to be part of Khatron Ke Khiladi. These are some of the news making the headlines, coming to you hot only here on Quickies, brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun and let's jump right into it. While Raj Mehta's latest project Good News is in production, fans are going crazy over Akshay Kumar and Kareena Kapoor Khan's reunion on the big screen, which is justified seeing that they last appeared together back in 2012 in Prabhu Deva's Rowdy Ratho. Now, almost every film is limited to the cast and crew. Good News is no different, but thanks to the paparazzi, a bumpalicious picture of Kareena's look for the film is making the rounds online. She was spotted wearing a grey tracksuit paired with a long striped t-shirt, so even though that particular dress making the final cut might be arguable, it is certain that we'll definitely see Bebo with a big bump on the silver screen. Contrary to the speculation of her not being able to get pregnant and opting for surrogacy as the central plot of the film, it can now be put to rest because this new avatar of hers really does put two and two together when you consider the title of the film. Apart from Bebo and Akshay, the film will also star Diljit Dosanjh and Kiara Advani. Now, for anyone who loves talking Bebo while she was carrying one of the most famous infants in the world, Taimur, you get to relive that on 9 September when this film hits the theatre. Everyone likes to end the year on a positive note. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case for the Colombian singer Shakira, since she was charged for tax evasion in December 2018 by the Spanish prosecutors. Now, for people like us, we sometimes tend to miss out on one or two zeros while thinking of big figures. But in Shakira's case, she missed out on paying a whopping 12.5 million euros in tax. In dollars, that is 14.5 million. And just to give you a little more perspective, in rupees, it's, well, let's just say it's a 10-digit figure. Allegedly, the singer did not pay her taxes for 2 years straight between 2012 and 14, while shacking up with her equally famous Spanish footballer boyfriend, Gerard Piqué. For now, she's all set to testify on June 12th at a court located in a Barcelona suburb, where she resides with her bae Piqué. According to her spokesperson, the Waka Waka singer has now settled all her pending debts with the local tax authorities, which is funny considering earlier she had denied all the accusations and claimed to be used as a scapegoat to frighten other infamous taxpayers. But just to be fair, it wasn't her hips doing the talking, so I guess she could lie after all. Now, for anyone who's familiar with Z5's Bhabhi Ji Ghar Par Hai knows all about Shilpa Shinde. If you happen to miss her on that, Bigg Boss Season 11 would have brought you up to speed considering she won it. So what's common between Shilpa quitting Bhabhi Ji Ghar Par Hai and added TRP for Bigg Boss 11? It's none other than Vikas Gupta, who was a former producer at Z5 and also a fellow contestant on Season 11 of the infamous Trapped in One Fancy House show. But to think about it, the nature of the industry is such that controversies between celebrities are inevitable and we are aware of many. But Shinde and Gupta here can turn into a textbook example, considering Shilpa refused to participate in Khatron Ke Khiladi Season 9 thanks to surprise surprise Mr. Vikas Gupta. And when she was asked about declining that offer, she said, "They offered me Khatron Ke Khiladi, but I got to know the channel thing that they were very good with Vikas Gupta, and usually I'm not fake at all, and I can't stand in front of him. He's ridiculous and I really don't like that person. I don't work for money and job satisfaction is something more important for me. So that's why I said no." Wow, now that's one way to impact someone's life, huh, Mr. Gupta? But to his relief, that wasn't the only reason behind her saying no to the show. She also somehow found a problem with the host Rohit Shetty, claiming that he is a good host, but in her head, it'll always be Akshay Kumar who's got the Khiladi factor. And in spite of claiming to be adventurous, she can do with Akshay and nobody else. To support her outlook on this, she also brought up the example of Amitabh Bachchan, who hosted Bigg Boss Season 3, but it's only Salman Khan who can be considered as the real Bigg Boss. Well, it looks like Bhabhi Ji ghar aur khatron ke khiladi par nahi hai. It is no surprise that the 14th February Pulwama terror attack shook the entire nation. 12 days later, Pakistan felt the same when the Indian Air Force successfully executed an ambush attack which led to the death of almost 400 terrorists across three different terror camps along the LOC of India-Pakistan border. Unsurprisingly, this did not go down well with the Pakistani officials, one of which is Fawad Chaudhry, the information and broadcasting minister, who decided to boycott the Indian content and stated that no Indian film will release in Pakistan, to which the All India Cine Workers Association, also known as AICWA, responded to in the form of a letter to the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. In this letter, they demanded a shutdown on issuing visa to all Pakistani actors, film association and media fraternity. They also expressed their support and assured the Prime Minister that 1.3 billion people are with him to fight these terror-sponsored perpetrators of Pakistan. Along with this, the AICWA said that they were proud of the Indian Air Force and also the government of India for a courageous and responsible retaliation. They ended the letter on an extremely positive note by writing, "Nation first is new India." So just like the terror camp, it seems as though Fawad Chaudhry did not see this coming. And while we're on the topic, the biggest question lingering around in everyone's mind is whether there is going to be a war between India and Pakistan or not. Now, while you might still be confused and wondering about this, Pakistani actresses Mahira Khan and Mavra Hussain have already made up their mind. Both the actresses took to Twitter to endorse peace between the two countries. Mahira, who was seen opposite Shah Rukh Khan and Rais, tweeted that there's nothing uglier than war and there's nothing more ignorant than cheering for war. She paraphrased Fatima Bhutto's post. She also hopes for peace by tweeting, "There is nothing uglier than people cheering for war. I pray for peace for India and Pakistan." Joining this bandwagon is Mavra Hussain, who was seen in the film Sanam Teri Kasam. She has made it very clear that war is not the answer by tweeting a quote by Christopher Holliday. She wrote, "There can be no winners in war if we value human life at all." I guess at the end of the day, majority of the people in both the countries share similar opinions. So here's to hoping that peace prevails. And that's all the quickies for now, brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun. Until next time.
The quickies on In.com.